don't wake them up. Puppies need rest and sleep for them to have a normal development. It may seem obvious, but sometimes we humans have a lot to do and many ambitions. And sometimes we forget that the puppy is still just too young for so much activity. Welcome back to Valpkonsultpodden. I am Valpkonsulten and my name is Petra Harvankova. In the beginning of my podcasting, for sure it was in the first season, I made a podcast about my best tips to a new puppy owner. It's the most listened episode of all, so I decided to make it in English, as even the English-speaking audience can benefit from this. So here comes my five best tips for a new puppy owner. When you get your puppy home, take 3 to 5 days of rest. Do nothing. Just be at home with your puppy. Let them get familiar with everything in your home and meet all people that are part of your family. And I don't mean people who don't live with you. Most common is that the puppy got the vaccine just some days before you picked them up. It takes 2 to 3 weeks for the antibodies to build after the puppy got the injection. So it's good to rest even from that point of view. After these days at home, it's time to discover the world. The first 12 weeks of the puppy's life is a so-called socialization period. In this time, it's very important, if not crucial, to let the puppy get to know everything they will be exposed to later in life. So everything you show them in this period will make it easier to be used to all different things, people and animals, like everything life has to offer. Different textures of things, different terrains, walking on stairs that are made of different strange materials and stuff like that. Yeah, like kids, men that sound a lot, old people with cane, drunk people, skateboards, bikes, cars, local traffic, cows, forest, horses, mice, when you're taking a ride in your car with them, or going to a restaurant, going shopping in a shopping mall, and so on and so on. I mean, like everything. The more you show them, the better. The best way to do this in the beginning is to carry them in a backpack or a carrier shawl, or a special carrier for dogs. So you carry your puppy in that on your belly, and you let the puppy see and feel everything that you show them. Going to town, taking a bus, metro, train, meeting new different people, being close to different sounds. A very important thing is that you always carry their favorite treats with you, and you give them that in tight intervals during the whole process. So they can get a message that when I see, feel, or do this, I get a treat. I get rewarded. When your puppy is about to meet new people, you should also have the treats ready so you can reward them for the desired behavior. Give them treats when they do things you want them to do, and do that often. If you give them treats when they see people, they will make a connection like people means treats. I get treats when there are people around. That's good. I like people. It might seem trivial, but that's how it works. I had a little triangular backpack for my dogs when they were small, and I took them everywhere in this backpack, especially our first dog, Kaisa. The third tip is let your puppy rest. Give your puppy enough rest. And when he or she sleeps, don't wake them up. Puppies need rest and sleep for them to have a normal development. It may seem obvious, but sometimes we humans have a lot to do and many ambitions, and sometimes we forget that the puppy is still just too young for so much activity. Puppies are actually like kids. Their basic needs is sleep, eat, defecate, play, and love. It seems also easy, but sometimes it can be difficult. They need multiple times during the day to sleep in their own place. They need to take it easy there and not to be disturbed by anyone. So if you have kids at home, you need to learn them that there are rules around a sleeping puppy, and even later when the puppy is a full-grown dog, that when dogs sleep, we let them be. Tips number 4 is, Get a play buddy for your dog. It's very important that dogs meet their own on a regular basis. There are tons of forums on different social media, even some new hubs or platforms online that make it possible for people with dogs to get together. Here in Sweden, we have one that is new and it's called Vi med Vove. There is most probably something like that in other countries as well. We just go to the closest park often, and I guarantee you that you will be able to find a dog that will match with your dog. They will become friends, and then you can go for walks together. It's important for dogs to play and be with their species relatives, so they get to be good in the specific language that dogs use, both verbal, and then I mean barking, and the non-verbal, the body language. It's also good for their physique. They get to train all different muscles that they don't get to train if they're only on the leash. There are always puppy courses that you can attend and then try to get together with the other puppy owners. And even other puppies from your puppy's litter can possibly be a good match as friends for your puppy. If some of them live close to you, you can ask the breeder if they can give you contact details to the owners and see if they want to meet. The last fifth tips. Give your dog the possibility to do their natural behaviors, to behave as they would if they were not narrowed down by living in our culture, in the cities and houses with us. Like food foraging, chewing, digging, sniffing, searching or licking. This is generally called enrichment. There are all different types of enrichment. They need physiological enrichment to be able to go and run in different terrains and places. Social enrichment is about meeting different dogs, people, animals, and they need to do that for all their lives, not only when they are puppies. Food enrichment is about the search for food. And they also need to feel that they have a meaning, a mission, like a mission in the family. For example, you can learn them that when the postman is putting the post in your postbox, they should tell you about it. That could be a little mission. One example of food enrichment is that you hide the dog's food around a room to begin with. You always start with making it easy for the dog. Like the first times, you can let the dog see you while you're hiding the food around. And then when they get it, you let them wait outside of the room. There's tons of different food enrichment ways you can use. I've made a whole episode about enrichment, so go in and listen to that one. It's called Enrichment, What Is It and How to Provide It to Our Dogs. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you for following me. Please take your time to write a review of the podcast in your podcast provider. And don't forget to subscribe so you can get to know when a new episode is out. If you like what I do, please support me. You can send me your contribution on Swish if you live in Sweden. And if you are abroad, contact me for my PayPal details. You can find me on most of the podcast providers. Tell me what you think and ask me anything. I'm on Instagram where you can find me as Valpkonsulten or on Facebook where I am Valpkonsultpodden. You can also write directly to me through my webpage www.valpkonsulten.com. I love to do this for you and I hope it can be helpful. Have a great day or a great night and have a great life.